It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Here we go, flashback time on a Wednesday, brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, today, shortest day in history, close, about 1.3 milliseconds shorter than a normal day, thanks in part to how fast the Earth is spinning. So, for the song of question to the year, let's spin it back to
1965
and just stop and get off for a minute with Waylon.
Stop the world and let me off.
Yes, please.
I'm tired of going round and round.
Amen.
Waylon, stop the world and in parentheses and let me off. 1965. Very significant song in the early part of Waylon's career, even though the song certainly got a lot of spins before it ever got to Waylon. First was a singer-songwriter type deal. Came in 1958 with the first version. He wrote it along with the help of a little Bill McCall. He would write a bunch of other things too. All right. 1958's version. Carl Ballou.
Won't stop the world and let me off.
Nice little tune. It's beautiful.
My heart is shattered, can't you see?
Nobody liked it. They didn't do anything. Patsy Cline gave it a try. This was in...
Won't stop the world and let me off.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Almost directly after the song came out. With Carl Ballou, she did her version. It did nothing. It wasn't until 1959 and a pop duo, Johnny and Jack, actually ever got the song to chart in the first place. They got it up to number 7. And then the song was just kind of shelved until Waylon got a hold of it in 1965. He took it to number 16, highest song he'd ever put on the chart up to that point in his career. Kind of saved his career in a way, this particular song. And it was really, a lot of people consider the first real Waylon song, as this was the first time he musically was starting to push the boundaries a little bit, much to the chagrin of his record label.
I was going to say, management.
So let's spin along with Waylon.
Stop the world and let